KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Good morning. I'm Bree Burgess-Rosen. I'm sitting in today to talk about Lagunatics and No Square Theater. Lagunatics started in 1992 as a benefit for World AIDS Day. It was originally performed at the Playhouse. It's since been produced in every venue in this town. The Artist Theater, the Forum, the Pageant Bowl, and since 2015 at No Square's home in historic Legion Hall. It's raised money for Laguna Shanti, the Artist Theater, the Laguna Playhouse, the Laguna Beach Free Clinic, Ballet Pacifica, the Susie Q Senior Center, and of course, No Square Theater. That first show was written on a collection of unalphabetized post-it notes, and the cast was collected off bar stools at Safe Dean's open mic nights at Main Street. Since the budget was zero, that's about what the recording of that show is worth. Meh. So nothing about year one. Nothing from year one, or two, or three, or seven, or yeah, well. We're all about live theater, not great at recording, until 2020, when that was the only way to do Lagunatics. Over the decades, we've added our laugh track to an array of local headlines, including, but not limited to, natural disasters like floods, mudslides, fires, droughts, heat waves, red tides, traffic, tourists, or as my young child called them, tourists, parking, taxes, views, an abundance of banned substances and activities from styrofoam to tobacco to leaf blowers and fishing, rolling blackouts, nudity in the Pageant of the Masters, wanted and unwanted creatures, including goats, moths, butterflies, red palm beetles, pocket mice, coyotes, barking dogs, the community garden, art walk, public art, free trolleys, light pollution, noise pollution, South Coast Hospital's rotation of owners, city council races, the canyon, the 73, mansionization, the new cop car paint jobs, the exit of the trailer park at El Moro, the homeless, the Girl Scout house, Boo Blast, and our very own radio station. Cue fundraising. So go to the link. You can either go to nosquare.org and follow that link, or you can go to kxfmradio.org/takeover, and you can donate there and send me messages. Most of you probably have my direct line. So here we go. In no particular order, here's a taste of the hysterical history of Laguna Beach, parodied by me, Chris Quilter, Tim Day, Rebecca Lyles, Michael O'Malley, Paul Nigro, Adam Hemming, Todd Leach, Rob Harriman, Bridget English, and Ella Wyatt. And it's performed by some of the most generous, talented, and twisted folks a girl could ever wish to share a dressing room with.
Laguna Beach, it's safe to say that we're the strangest place all around. Laguna Beach, it never snows in winter, summer's never hot. We have art and views, we're rich, we're tan, you're not. And we're so glad you're here, oh did I mention queer? Laguna Beach. Streak your hair and wear your Foster Grants. Laguna Beach, the ambiance is great for seeking out romance. Laguna Beach, bring your quarters, parking takes a lot, and you'll spend half your visit just to find a spot. And when 3 hours pass, they're gonna tow your ass. Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
and trees and gourmet beer. Laguna Beach.
That first parody of this was penned by Paul Nigro and myself and then updated and improved by Chris Quilter years later. For about a decade, it was more or less our theme song. Music, of course, is by the great Cantor and Ebb, and it was first performed in 1997. The great El Nino of 97-98. I don't know what was great about it, but Hillary, a high school senior who'd moved to Chicago, sings it. The cast pitched in, bought her a flight back to do the show, and she came directly from the airport to the opening number. Her costume was of rebar and flotsam. The music is by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. I wrote the lyrics on a flight back from an East Coast commercial shoot on a yellow pad with a magic marker, now known generically as a Sharpie and permanently living in my bra. The blank page was mocking me as I chanted, what to write about Aliso Pier, Aliso Pier, Aliso Pier, Aliso.
Here, Aliso, here, Aliso, men had made you. But these, you must admit, have not been kind. Once imposing, decomposing's what you do now. Back in May, a chunk of you left someone blind. Did you know your days were numbered here, Aliso? Did you watch the rolling sea and genuflect? Many loves have been lost from your boardwalk and the cruising, fishing, boozing. I digress, but confess, purely so, that you've crumbled to an old decrepit wreck.
Voice. Hillary had a great voice. She still does.
Beautiful.
From 2008, Bill Harris introduces this gem with Chris Quilter's narration, then Rob Harriman kicks out the vocals. On opening night, someone was so offended they stormed out of the theater. The audience howled. They thought it was part of the act. It wasn't. We're equal opportunity offenders. The music is by Victor Willis and Jacques Morali. The lyrics are by Chris Quilter and moi. Here's ACLU. Feel free to dance out those letters.
Lagunatics has never shrunk from tackling the tough topics. This year's thorniest hometown issue has been homelessness, about which we've all agreed to disagree. For example, when the city council approved a temporary shelter out at the Act 5 parking lot, critics were quick to dub it Gulag Laguna. But now they're arguing about what kind of support services should be offered out there. We think the proposal for on-site job training as parking lot attendants has merit. But frankly, the whole issue has us baffled and makes us wish we could just turn the clock back to those good old happier times. Times just before all hell broke loose.
There's no need to feel down. I said homeless.
We are coming to town. I said homeless, you can sleep on the ground. We won't let you get arrested. Homeless, we're the right ones to call. I said homeless, because we know it all. I said homeless, we will win you the right to be passed out cold in plain sight. It's fun to sue at the ACLU. It's what we do at the ACLU. We know every law, we know every ploy, and there's one thing we all enjoy. We litigate at the ACLU. We irritate at the ACLU. With our briefs and our suits, we are misunderstood, but it's really for their own good. Trust us, we'll win more sympathy for the homeless with some publicity. Oh, the headlines that I can't wait to see, all about us, oh, and you too. Watch us with our vast expertise to the city and bring it to its knees. We will tell them they must cease and desist. Golly, they will really be pissed. It's fun to sue at the ACLU. It's what we do at the ACLU. We know every law, we know every ploy, and there's one thing we all enjoy. We litigate at the ACLU.
We irritate
for
the ACLU.
With our briefs and our suits, we are misunderstood, but it's really for their own good. This town is a place with a heart for the homeless. Our case could fall apart, better settle for peanuts and depart, claiming victory of a sort. Homeless, now our work here is done. You're still homeless because nothing was won. Oh, well, you know, we were just passing through. Sorry, it still sucks to be. It's fun to sue at the ACLU. It's what we do at the ACLU. We know every law, we know every boy, and there's one thing we all enjoy. We litigate
at the ACLU.
We irritate
at the ACLU.
With our briefs and our suits, we are misunderstood, but it's really for them.
So good.
All right, that was great. I'm grinning ear to ear.
So you actually had the audience standing up.
Oh,
and they
the audience
were doing
was
the...
up doing the ACLU. It was the finale of Act One. It was. They were out of their seats, jumping around and dancing. It was great fun.
That was hilarious.
Fever. Music's by Peggy Lee, and the lyrics Michael and I wrote. Mulling what to work on one morning when my husband walked in with the newspaper and dropped it on the kitchen counter. The cover had a disturbing photo of a dad with his little tyke wading through, as the headline put it, fluorescent green and foamy water spewing from Aliso Creek. We took the line right out of the article. When Tony Eisman was on the Coastal Commission, we encored it and sang it at their meeting. We were well into the song before they figured out Tony was punking them. Afterwards, several people actually tracked us down in the parking lot and asked if we could sing about their issue, too. This was recorded live with myself, Adam Hemming, and Lisa Maurice on vocals, and originally sung in, I think, 1999 or 2000 or 2002. Ooh, one of those polluted beach years.
I love you. be so.
I get a fever I can hardly bear.
You give me fever when I'm surfing, fever when I work my tan, fever at Aliso, like swimming in an old bedpan. I was in the water, I was up all night, got a rash, a touch of jaundice. I describe it, but it's not the light. You give me fever, hepatitis, fever, loss of appetite, fever at Aliso, yellow eyes and once more white. Everybody's risking fever if Aliso's where you play. Fever down in South Laguna, fever, hepatitis A. Epidemiology experts, they say, a nasty fever, diagnosis, fever, better medicate, fever, hemoglobulin, recommend you vaccinate. Chris and green and foamy water, spewing from a Aliso Creek. Comprehensive water testing, it says. You give me fever, hepatitis, fever, loss of appetite, fever, ooh, it's a crisis, the CDC and fever's right. Now you listen to my story, here's a point that I have made. Aliso Beach will give you fever, be it Fahrenheit
or centigrade,
it gives you fever. A virus, fever that will go away. Fever, tell your sizzle. You've got hepatitis A. You've got hepatitis A. You've got hepatitis A.
All right, let's do a quick thank you to Michael O'Malley, who wrote that with me, who just called in a donation. Oscar Rosen, which I believe had help, since he doesn't have thumbs. That's my dog, so I'm assuming my husband called in.
I love
Donna Phillips, a name from the past. You were saying?
I was saying I love the name Oscar for a dog. What a fantastic name.
He's Oscar Hammerstein III.
Of course he is.
Yes. And Rob Harriman, who sang earlier, Bridget Harper's one of our writers, Jane Rector, Paul Nigro, Sabrina Harper, Yvonne Browning, Mark Marger, Krista Mattson, and Chris Quilter, also one of my partners in crime. Wow. And this next one is flat out the most hilarious performance we ever did. It documents the great sewage spill of 2008. I got a 6 a.m. phone call from the mayor of the time. Boy, have I got some Lagunatics material for you. Turned out to be a gold mine. Chris Quilter had the original idea, and it was far beneath his usual intellectual silliness, so we felt it was just too rude and resisted. 6 weeks later, every time we talked about it, we'd laugh till we cried. In the end, resistance was futile. Music by Benny and Bjorn of ABBA fame, the lyrics by Chris and myself. When we performed it that first time, we didn't know if the audience would take our hint and roll with it. After the first verse, cast members moved to the edge of the stage with long pieces of PVC pipe holding dozens of rolls of Charmin. They handed the ends to the folks in the front rows, and from the stage, we watched in glee as the audience proceeded to toilet paper themselves. I'm sure you'll figure out the name of the song. It features the whole cast with Sam Ellison on lead.
We have an obligation to parody this town as we find it. Thus, we take you now to Center Street and Coast Highway. It's April 2008, and a clamp on the main Laguna Beach sewer line has just, how should we put this simply, has just crapped out.
Would like you to remind you that intermission is coming up shortly.
Okay. All right. That still makes me laugh till I cry.
Hilarious.
So rude. It's worth a donation just to hear that, right?
Really? Yeah.
You can text Bree to 949-715-5936 to get my personalized donation link, or go to kxfmradio.org/takeover. Going forward with our theme, Laguna Ticks has traditionally been about the nutty stuff going on in Laguna Beach. That way we never run out of material. But 2020 was bigger than all of us. Quarantine, shortages, rationing, unending binge watching, sourdough, sirens. brilliantly sung by Laguna's own Charlie Rubino, then a senior at OSHA. We're going to pause for this disaster. Hopefully they're just arresting somebody for doing something ornery. I wrote the lyrics and the music is by Paul Epworth and Adele. The video, staged and filmed by Paul Nigro, is comedy perfection. As a matter of fact, the day we shot it, it was filled with some extremely therapeutic laughter. You can see this video on our YouTube channel, and you should. The set is a scream, and Bridget Harper's costumes are pure genius.
As a buyer, thinking that I'm smart, fever pitch as I'm filling my shopping cart. Finally, I can see it crystal clear. Why did they sell me this? I wasn't playing fair. See how I cheated, limited to two. I overestimated how much we would poo. As a buyer, thinking that I'm smart, reaching a fever pitch as I'm filling my shopping cart. The piles of these things remind me of this. They keep on mocking me. I didn't need it all. The piles of these things are pretty useless. I can't help wondering, why did I buy it all? Rolling in TP.
I should mention, first of all, fantastic, absolutely beautiful and imaginative. Paula just donated $250. Paula Arnold.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold.
And Sandy St. John just called in a donation as well. So thanks, everybody, right, keeping this station going. Next up, I put this on the playlist in honor of our morning storm. This one documents another natural disaster and was revived for the benefit No Square did for the artists in Laguna Canyon that were flooded out in 2011. Flooding and sliding are an unfortunate running theme in the village. The music's by Pat Ballard. Here's Pat Kalinda, Yvonne Browning, Carol Robinson, and Barbara McCary, recorded live for some comedy relief from an otherwise sad and serious subject.
Drip, 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 drip,
get a sandbag, or maybe 10,
drip, 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 drip,
because the water is rising again,
drip, 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 drip,
and I suggest you take the Suburban, so you can navigate with your submersion sandbag. Gotta get more.
It's raining hard.
It's raining harder. Just look at it pour. Hurry, PCH is closed. Sandbags, we're too exposed.
Drip, 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 drip. Drip, 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 drip. Drip, 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 drip.
Get a sandbag.
Get the sandbags while there's a moat.
And we're a fortress.
We're a fortress instead of a boat.
And don't accuse.
Don't accuse of whining or bitching.
Drip, 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 drip.
They're playing water polo in my kitchen. Sandbags.
Now
you get more.
Drip, drip, drip.
Look how the hillside's begun to erode. Better hustle up, my dear.
Get the
sandbags, hurry. Please, please, please.
So you'll be
the first Laguna Gondolier.
Yeah, no doubt we'll revive that song a few more times before global warming actually puts us completely underwater. this next one was written in 2004. Mayor Paul Freeman was supposed to sing this, but had to drop out of the show. Heroically stepping in and stealing the show was none other than Chief of Police Jim Spriney, a great sport and a pretty terrific baritone. The originals by Bobby Pickett, Gary Paxton, and Lenny Capizzi. The subject was parodied a few times as the project grew, but this, without a doubt, is the best of the bunch.
I was having a shake at Ruby's last night when my eyes beheld a dreary sight. Most highway was jammed. Every lot was packed. Remind me again why I wanted that.
He did the mash.
Ah, yes, the montage cash.
The montage cash.
It comes from the property tax.
We get the mash.
As well as the bed tax.
He did the mash.
We get the montage cash.
Wow.
A trailer park with $1 million view.
Wow.
That was put in there well before design review.
Wow. Wow.
Was sold to a developer and in time.
Wow.
Treasure Island really is a gold mine.
They did the mash.
They did the cash.
The monster mash.
It was a real estate smash.
They did the mash.
There was a little backlash.
They did the mash.
They get the montage cash.
Wow.
The party had just begun.
And a shoot. Wow.
Letters to the editor got fun.
And a shoot. Wow.
I just happened to have one.
And a shoot. Wow.
Mayor Paul Freeman's a total scum.
Wow.
The sea was rotten, there were digging sounds.
Wow.
The Coastal Commission had made its rounds.
Wow. Wow.
The city council had come to this conclusion.
Wow.
Our tax base is gonna get a big increase.
They played the mash.
They did the montage cash.
The monster mash.
They paid a lot of cash.
They played the mash.
More than that trailer trash.
They paid the mash.
They paid the montage cash.
Wow.
Now out on the bluffs on 55 acres,
wow,
a five-star resort for the movers and shakers,
wow. Wow.
A destination in Preston style,
wow.
A pretty big switch for old Treasure Isle.
It's now the mash.
It's now the montage cash.
The monster mash.
The opening party was a smash.
It's now the mash.
Parking was gone in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster cash.
Yeah.
Now everything's cool in the promised land.
Yeah.
With public space and access to the surf and sand.
Wow.
For you, Laguna, this cash is meant to.
Yeah.
When you go to the spa, you tell them the chief sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can montage cash.
The monster mash.
You better take your whole stack.
Then you can mash.
This place is world class.
Then you can mash.
It says so in Condé Nast.
Wow.
Get the shoulders, boys.
Monster mash.
And Todd, can you go a little bit lower?
Monster mash. Wow.
Not that low. I meant just the lower on the shoulders.
Wow. Weighed a zillion pounds on some cars trying to get the back of my truck.
Yahoo. Hey, Bree, you got a phone call. You want to take it?
Okay, all right. Here we go. Who we got?
Let's take the phone call. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Bob Lively.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bree.
Best volunteer ever. You having fun?
Yeah, hey. Good, Good cause there, girl. Yeah.
I know. We love this station, and it's great fun looking back on some of the disasters in Laguna that we've had to laugh at, because what else can you do?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'll run down there and donate today.
Perfect. So. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And don't tune me out yet. I got more songs coming up.
Okay.
I'll see you at the theater, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. In 2000, Sherry Butterfield was president of the Festival of Arts. The results of the vote to throw her out of office for trying to abscond with our Pageant of the Masters were finally in, 80 minutes before curtain on opening night. We had another number in the show about the conflict with two sets of lyrics, pending the outcome of the recall. Everything goes to the tune of Anything Goes. Version one, if Ms. Butterfield was staying and the pageant was packing up for San Clemente. Version two, if the pageant was staying and Ms. Butterfield was leaving. We also did a skit about her Pinkerton guards who couldn't quite figure out their wardrobe in Laguna. But this one is a favorite of mine. The music's by Richard A. Whiting. Michael and I wrote the lyrics.
The Leaning Tower of Toledo?
You know that Sherry would. You know that Sherry would. You know that Sherry would. You know that Sherry would.
Sherry thinks that we really should.
You know that Sherry would. She'd relocate the sink from where it stood. And those Chinese have had that wall forever. It's now or never. And really for their own good. How about that Brooklyn Bridge or the Great Pyramid?
The Louvre Museum.
Down in San Clemente, oh, what the hell? You know that Sherry would. Consider Noah's Ark for firewood. It's so hard to resist a fine production for an abduction. Niagara Falls, if she could. How about we relocate the Golden Gate? You know that Sherry would. You know that Sherry would. And the river and the sea.
Sherry would, but we didn't let her. Next up, this music is by Lin-Manuel Miranda, with lyrics by Rebecca Lyles, and there are a lot of them. Spit Out with Perfection by Juliet Schuline, Luca Salib, and Lula Buckle. The rest of the cast is on harmonies. The year, 2020. Along with toilet paper, we were all really, really hoping to get ourselves a shot.
I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting that I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm a stay at home and man is so boring. I hope a new vaccine is not just something you're ignoring. The problem at the CDC is you are all snoring. Should I remind you just to be clear? I pay my taxes, I'm not foreign. I'm a citizen supporter of the USA. Trying to stay alive and this damn disease hasn't gone away. I wear a mask but my neighbor is sneezing. So can you give me one good reason? I'm wheezing, all the people do just what they please. And when someone's sneezing you see everybody freezing. You'll cure the disease, man. You don't seem to get this new catastrophe. So now now I must address you intellectually, cause it's a
G-L-O-B-A-L-P-A-N-D-E-M-I-C.
You know, I fear the bug, so it's plain to see. I'll be moaning and groaning till you set me free. Your vaccine can't be an absentee. When it's ready, you won't have to come and look for me. I am gonna come and take it voluntarily. I promise not to sue the NIH or CDC. Guarantee.
She says so emphatically.
Don't be shocked when the newspaper mentions me. I will camp out in line at the pharmacy. Eventually, you'll see that we both agree. And I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey, yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting. And I'm still waiting to get that shot.
I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey, yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting. And I'm still waiting to get that shot. I wanna get a shot.
I dream of life without infection rates. No GoFundMe pages or collection plates. Temperatures, nasal swabs, symptoms and detection traits. Oh, come on, guys, just give me the injection dates for that.
Shot! Yo, I'm a nice, peaceful person, but this plague, some knuckleheads go making it worsen. So I try to stay distant, but they're all in my face. To socially distance, I might need to carry some mace. I wanna get the shot!
And every day you see on TV, there are pills and vaccines for diseases you'll never see. Have a talk, ask your doc. Shots for bursitis, gastritis, phlebitis, even contact dermatitis. Have another
shot. People, now we gotta focus. Don't wanna be falling for some lame hocus pocus. I'm with you, but we don't want nobody caught. Beware of a lucrative plot, cause it might be tricky to spot.
What have we got? Well, there's drinking bleach, but that's a lot of rot. And we almost forgot some other treatments were hot, till they did not work a bit like we thought. Still bought a lot. And the voodoo priests who turned out to not know squat. Alien demons and spells with live chickens, I kid you not. It's not too scientific, and admit it sounds a bit barbarian. Sacrifice a chicken, man, you know I'm vegetarian. You think I'm just blowing smoke? Sometimes I get so irritated and carried away. I gotta say, I hope you'll be woke and go for that medicinal poke.
Inoculation isn't a joke.
I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey, yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting that I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey, yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting.
That he's gotta roll up. Tell your sister that she's gotta roll up.
When will we, you and me, get to roll up?
Welcome, a stick to be in pain just temporarily. Virus gonna get me, I can't sleep, even eat, I'm panicky. If I feel a symptom, do I go to the emergency? When I take my temp, what if it's 103? See, I'm feeling bad, my hands keep shaking. Think of all the stinking tests that I've taken. I'm afraid to be waking up all dead, thinking that fills me with dread. I'm hoping that it's all in my head, cause Fauci said that this thing's not satanic, don't get manic. We're believers in science, so there's no need to panic. Other countries are working on it too. The blokes in Oxford, maybe they're coming through. And if the shot is sold in rations, with a fight to get it that's stirring global passions, well, we could trade England for the shots and swap them for the whole damn bunch of Kardashians. I know the action, the lab's getting frantic, but wow, a vaccine on the scene, it'd be gigantic, even cross the Atlantic. We need to handle our pandemic situation. If we leave it to the states, what's the state of our nation? I'm past begging and pleading, I'm definitely feeling anger and frustration. Gotta get me that inoculation. I'm looking for an end to the sickness and the sorrow. Maybe I'll be the first in line tomorrow.
And I am still waiting to get that shot. I'm still waiting to get that shot. Hey, yo, I'm scared and I'm sweating. Don't think I'll be forgetting that I'm still waiting to get that shot.
We're gonna roll up.
Time to get that shot.
We're gonna roll up.
Time to get a shot.
We wanna roll up.
To get my still waiting.
I'm speaking.
That was Juliet with a button. A year later, not only did the miracle of modern medicine give us vaccines, we were ready for our boosters. Featuring myself, Ella Wyatt, and Kristen Mattson as the high-risk elderly ladies in line at Bouchard's Pharmacy. The music's by Irving Berlin and the lyrics by me. Oh!
Come on, ladies.
Yes,
Sally.
Oh,
I want to get my shot before I die.
Oh, that's a good idea. Gonzi.
Boosters, boosters. Now we gotta go and get our boosters. Never gonna hear a speech of mono, sir. Shots over sickness, we pray.
This is good stuff. This is really good stuff. I want to tell the audience really fast to expect delays in both directions in the 400 block to the 1000 block of Nye's Place for about the next 30 minutes. There's a traffic collision, and we were asking each other, how does this happen on Nye's Place right there?
Well, and, you know, driving in Laguna is always an adventure.
Yes.
And perfectly timed to break in with that little traffic warning. The lyrics to this are by me, and the music is from Man of La Mancha. It's recorded live by myself and Adam Hemming wearing the first car costumes ever made for Lagunatics. I made them out of cardboard boxes from Costco. We now have a fleet of cars, vans, parking police cushmans, cop cars, and even a trolley. Most made out of upholstery foam and snazzy fabric by the brilliant Bridget Harper, and a few dozen over the years made by Patrick Quilter out of cardboard or plywood. All but a few of the many, many car numbers we've done over the years have been about parking, along with our firefighting goats. That's a favorite and recurring topic. This song was the final word on this subject, though we had first sung about it way back in 1995 when people were really, really fighting it. But hey, eventually, you just need to get someplace fast.
I signed the petitions and voiced my disgust, but my rage and my anger passed. Cruise control is engaged and my fast track's in place. What matters is I'm hauling ass! I am driving the toll road, the lord of the highway, avoiding the El Toro wide. Though it costs me a fortune, I vow to go onward from Irvine right down to the fire. San Joaquin, Torrid, and me, undaunted by scruple or I vow to go onward from Irvine right down to the fire. San Joaquin, Toro, and me, undaunted by scruple.
Our last number, brilliantly staged and performed by Paul Nigro. This is the first thing I wrote in 2020. Roxana Ward called me one night in June at about midnight with the idea. A great idea. The high school had canceled their spring musical, Beauty and the Beast, due to COVID, and the world was masking up, or mostly masking up. Anyway, the song was such a great match to the idea that I had dozens of lyrics pour out of my brain that night. I wrote them on my ever-present yellow pad with my Sharpie, my phone, the margins of some sheet music, and the bathroom mirror with a lipstick. This is what I ultimately settled on. The music is by Alan Menken.
Oh, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, press, Democrats and Republicans, speaking on behalf of the CDCC, the Center for Disease Confusion Control, I'm streaming to you live today from the safety of my very own home with a very simple message. Wear a mask, wear a mask. It's a little thing to ask. Tie that thing around your face, Karen, and you won't be harassed. Superman sure can fly, but without a mask, he'd die. This rule's not to make you grouchy. Don't believe me? Go ask Fauci. Add some bling, hanging plants. Pick one out to match your pants. It's a simple little thing for us to ask. Come safer when you wear a mask. Wear a mask, wear a mask.
It's all right, it's okay, if you hate it every day.
But beware, 'cause thoughts and prayers aren't gonna make this go away. Staying home, taking care, it's all right if you feel scared. Between whining and complaining and political campaigning, there's so much, take your pick, lots of stuff to make you sick.
What is COVID-19 that we must outlast? Come on and show some class, don't be a horse's ass, just wear a mask.
This won't pass till we cover up a mess.
Wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. Come on and
I think you're up to this task. It's no joke that you could croak and your next breath could be your last. Lose a snark, grow some balls, don't hit parties or the malls. Please consider what you're doing. Those are deadly germs you're spewing. You've been warned, warned a lot. I see you won't have a spot. Smarten up, this isn't spread by fleas or bats. So can you get a clue? There's just one thing to do. Put on a mask.
Here's a mask.
Here's a mask.
Life can be unnerving when the viral load is surging. Every poll and Twitter troll feels like a con. Ah, those good old days when we were hugging. Suddenly, those good old days are gone. Since years since we've been working with a virus out there lurking. I need exercise, a chance to pay my bills. Most days I just lay around unshowered. Flabby, fat, and lazy, and I think I'm going crazy.
Visit our website, novasquare.org, for information about our shows. Next up is Footloose, and you'll be able to listen to a recording of this broadcast and click the link to support kxfmradio.org. Have a great day. Thank you.